for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, what are they doing? What are the youth up to?
Well, today is the first day of volleyball and football workouts for everyone except the 6A teams or the 5A teams that had spring football practice. So it's that time. It's time to crank it back up. But we're actually going to the under end of the spectrum today. Kind of excited about having our guest on today. We're going to talk to our good friend Jim Slaughter. As you know, Aubrey, I was off the grid out of cell phone and internet range for some time last week. I got back this weekend and trying to just get my feet back under me and figure what's going on. And I look on Twitter and I see that Jim Slaughter, the former A&M Consolidated head football coach and AD who moved out to San Angelo, had retired, and they had a ceremony for him on his last day, official day at work on Friday. And I was happy for my friend, crushed to see that on Twitter and not as a breaking news story in the Eagle. So I had to give Coach a hard time about that. But we did want to talk to him, and there's a lot of things I want to ask Coach about. He's been kind enough to be on the show with us before. Coach Slaughter, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thanks, Coach. As I said, you had decided to retire. Your last official day, even though I'm sure they still probably got you working, doing something, but your last official day on the job was Friday. Tell us about that decision, Coach. I find it interesting because, you know, I tend to think being in a sports writer or a coach ages you prematurely in most cases, but you are, without blowing smoke up anybody's skirt, you're very young for your age, and you certainly could have kept doing athletic director work. You could have kept coaching, but you decided this was the time to stop that. Tell us a little bit about the decision, and I imagine it couldn't have been real easy.
No, it wasn't real easy. I didn't want to be around to the point where people were going to start saying, "That old goat, are we ever going to get rid of it?" And also, I've had a lot of people ask me about, you know, Coach, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, I didn't have a very good answer for a long time. And then, and finally, and this part is I'm seeing coming true for me, is I'm going to do what I want to when I want to. Of course, there's another controlling factor on that. My wife and son have something to do with me having that decision to make. But it is nice not to have to worry about getting up early. I was always an early riser and to work early and stuff like that. And not having to worry about where I've got to go tonight. I kind of do what I want to. So far, it hadn't been a bad move.
Right. The way it's going to work out now, Coach, is Maury, your wife, is going to be the AD, and you'll be an assistant AD. So you'll know where to get all your directions.
Amen.
Coach, I want to ask you about this, and it's, I don't know if it's fair to ask such tough questions of a nice guy and a friend of the program who was kind enough to be on with us. But I'd like to kind of revisit the decision you made. What I guess it was four plus years ago when you gave up coaching the football team at Consolidated and went out to San Angelo. Now, you're a West Texas boy. That was where you were raised in that part of the country, and that was a big part of your decision. But as you look back, when I've talked to you at various times over those years, you seem to have been pretty happy with your lot in life. But I figure it couldn't have been easy not coaching. I'm sure you missed that a little bit. These
most
4 years that you had in San Angelo, do you think you did the right thing when it came to that?
I enjoyed coming to San Angelo. I enjoyed my role that I played here in the athletic department.
I think that question was so long and so hard that didn't. Okay, there you are, Coach. I'm sorry, I lost you for a second with the length of my question. What about the decision to go out to San Angelo and quit coaching the Tigers?
Well, there was a lot of factors involved. One of the things they were fixing, the course, opened up the new high school there at College Station, and I was going to be put into a, I was going to create a little bit of a problem on what they were going to do with me as far as athletic director. I was going to be in the role of being at the high school, one of the high schools, and having been the athletic director for the school district, they were going to have to talk me down or put me in another position or change that. I'm still going to be, get to be the head coach. And you were exactly right about family. I have a lot of family here in the West Texas area. I know a lot of people. And it was like coming home. I felt like I was walking into a good situation as far as the athletic program here in San Angelo was concerned. There's some great leadership here. Dr. Bonds, the superintendent, is extremely good with athletics and making sure that you get everything you need to have a winning program. So I felt like she's going to put me in a position where we could be good, and it's turned out we have been pretty good. So it was a good move, but it was a move that was very hard. You're exactly right, because I did miss the kids. I missed my coaching relationship that I had with the coaches that I worked with. So that was different for me, and it took a while to get used to that.
While I'm asking goofy and supposedly tough questions, let me ask you this. If you were officially done at the San Angelo ISD on Friday, today you're a free agent, so you can kind of say what you want. You've been a part of the Texas educational system, the UIL athletic system, for, well, most of your life, and probably more when you count playing and everything. You've done that more in of your life than you have not. If I made you king for the day and you don't have school ties and you're just going to do whatever, is there one thing, Jim, that you would think that that would be the first thing you would change about high school sports or high school football? I didn't warn you on that one, but you've been around it and you know what works and where there's, you know, things that could be fixed. Is there one thing at the top of your list that if I made you king for a day, you would say this is what I'm going to change about it?
There's some things that I would like to see changed. I'm not real sure that I would have the immediate answer on how they should be changed.
Right.
One of them being the transfer rules. You know, right now at San Angelo Central, we have been a beneficiary of receiving some good athletes because of the all boom that's taken place and people that have moved out to West Texas. But and I've seen this on Facebook, and there's a lot of conversation going on right now. And UIL and also the Athletic Directors Association and also the Texas High School Coaches Association about transfers and how we can slow down kids kind of moving where they want to. There's a definite problem, I think, with transfers. And unfortunately, I don't have the immediate answer. It'd be worth studying and trying to come up with some answers, and you'd have to have some really strong, influential people to come in. And when you made the decision to have the support to get it done, because there's a lot of strong programs right. That are strong because of the transfers.
Yeah,
that they
there's a lot at stake. We used to always tease your friend Ross Rogers. We used to tease Ross about how that that he always had a way of seeming like the good transfers would end up at his school. So I don't know if we teased you about that very much or not. We're visiting with former A&M Consolidated head football coach and athletic director Jim Slaughter, who's just recently retired and is going to start having a little bit more of a relaxed lifestyle. Before we ask the last relaxed lifestyle question, I wanted to ask you, today's kind of a good day to ask you, Coach, if you have, you know, you played and then you went on and played in college and you've coached for several years. We just won't say exactly how many years you coached, but do you have one or two good, of course, it's a family program now, Coach, remember that, but any two-a-day stories? I mean, we always think about people of our generation. Aubrey, the other guy on the show with me here, is my son's age, so he knows nothing about that. But when you and I were growing up, it was a little bit more harsh out there. Do you have any good stories that you remember, either as a player or a coach, from two-a-days? I guess, you know, good or bad stories.
Well, I've got one. And this involved College Station. When I was at College Station, and we had started two-a-days, and we were checking kids to make sure who was going to show up, and if they weren't going to show up, why they weren't going to show up, trying to take the time to go talk to them. And I can remember one kid that told me that he was going to be there early, and we started early Monday morning, and he was supposed to be there around 6:30. He had picked up a lot of the stuff that he needed to be ready to go when they were in practice and everything, and he didn't show up. So I called his house, and he said, "I don't have a ride, Coach." So I said, "All right, I'll be there in about 5 minutes to pick you up." And it wasn't a house. It was an apartment. And I'll never forget, when I walked in, there was a guy passed out on one of the beds that was naked. The marijuana smell was so strong in the room that I got stoned before I got out of the apartment building, and I took the kid with me, and it turned out to be good. It was good for the kid, and it had a lot to do with changing his lifestyle later on in life, but it was something that I can remember thinking. You talk about somebody that needs athletics and needs some place to go and get out of this house. This kid did. So that was a very meaningful moment for me. And it showed the difference that we make. And as coaches, we talked about that for a long, long right. time.
When you played, Coach, how rough was it? I mean, I know the coaches that you had in high school obviously had a big impact on your life because you went into coaching and you've kind of devoted your life to that. But it was obviously a different time, and we didn't know a lot of the safety and health rules that we know now. But was it pretty hard? Was it kind of like we imagine and like we hear?
You know, one of the things with me that I can remember in a really big football game when I was in high school, and I was, you're right, my coaches went on, Bob Wright went on to College Station and was an assistant coach there with Emory Ballard. Spike Dykes was an assistant coach at Ballinger when I was there, and of course he went on and had a great career. They had a tremendous influence on my life, and I can remember when I first started coaching, all the things that we did, and I had some severe concussions. And there's people that would probably say, "Yeah, we wondered what's wrong with that guy. That explains everything." But I had some severe concussions and was sent back out onto the field because we didn't know any better.
Right.
And you know, they wanted me after a plane and everything. And I can remember started calling timeouts, and they finally took me off the field and said, "There's something wrong with this guy." And they did. They kept me out of the game the rest of the game. And the next day, I don't remember anything until the next day around noon. It's like a light went on, and I was back in to living and knowing what was going on and what was taking place.
Right. That's kind of how we do the radio show here every day, Coach, pretty much. We're finishing up with our good friend Jim Slaughter, and we want to wish him the best. David Campbell specifically asked me to pass the best wishes along to you.
Coach, thank you. I appreciate you.
The last thing, you know, I mean, you have a lot of friends in the Bryan College Station area and a lot of colleagues and fans and young men that played for you. So I have to ask you this as we finish up. What can our listeners do if they want to get in touch with you to set up a tee time so they can play with you? Do you have a website where they can sign up for
sure
a time
do.
And a course or whatever?
Yeah, I sure do. I've got, the good thing right now, I've had a lot of people, my golf game's not real good and people are making money off of me, so I have a lot of people calling me just to get new income into their checking account.
Yeah, you better.
I'm easy.
Yeah, you better make sure that teacher retirement thing is set up right away so you can keep those funds balanced. Coach,
I hear you.
Thank you for the time. We do wish you the best. We appreciate you and what you've done for young people all over the state, and especially here in our area. And I hope you get that game on track and start taking some money out of those folks' pockets instead of putting it into them.
Me too, Larry. Okay. It's got to start happening.
Thank you, Coach. You take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
That's a good guy right there, Aubrey. You didn't really get to know Jim when he was coaching here, but a lot of fun. He's it's probably the only coach I ever was on a regular beat when he had my number on his cell phone, and when he saw my number and he'd answer the phone and he'd say, "What the?" heck do you want? And, you know, it's fun when you have that kind of relationship. But I know people around here are – there's a lot of people that are fans of Jim's, and we wish him the best. Lord have mercy and bless our hearts, but you and I would love to get to retirement at one of these days.
Hey, someday for me, I guess, a little ways down the road. That was today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. We're going to go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. So stay with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.